We're recording this in the Bradford Public Library. And this is Thursday, June the 20th, 1991. And we're meeting this morning with Marjorie Baines. And along with me are Robin Murray, Ann Coffey, and my name is George Jackson. Why don't we just go around the table and identify ourselves for those who might be listening to the tape. Ann, you just want to say a few very exciting words so you can word on tape?
Just Ann Coffey, and I'm going to record.
Barbara Verley, I'm just listening in.
Marjorie Baines, hopefully with some good information.
We're away. We're going to bring everybody to attention. And just whip your neck. Okay. Right, Marjorie, I wonder if you could just start off by giving us a little bit of background with respect to your mother and father.
Okay, my father was William Richard Baines, born in West Granbury. My mother, Clara Maud Bell, also born in West Granbury Township.
Where did your father's family came from?
My father's family came from England, my mother's family from Scotland. And as far as my father's family, I should give credit to my aunt, Laura Baines, who really got a lot of this information years ago. She, along with the Calhoun relative, did a lot of recording and gathered up more information.
Okay, just a minute on that one. Whereabouts, there is a Calhoun history?
Yes.
Who would be a contact person with respect to that?
Well, the one who did the books on the Calhoun family is Orville Calhoun, who lives in Colbert, but I do have his book.
So if anybody was in tracing down, look at that. How do the Calhouns fit into the name picture?
Well, my great-grandmother was a Calhoun, and she came from Ireland, and her husband, William Baines, from England. With my great-grandfather. And after their marriage in 1845, they lived somewhere in the district of Hogs Hollow, north of Toronto. York County, it could have been near Thornhill, we don't know exactly. And they moved to West Granbury a couple of years, well, I'm not sure what east years right now. They had two small children, Esther and Richard, in the Toronto area. Then they moved to Lot 15, Concession 12, West Granbury, and they had three more children there, so they had five of a family.
What year would those children that were born in? That was Cornbury. Do you have any birth dates on those children? That would give us an idea when the family came up. I suppose that's somewhere that's in recorded history somewhere, likely.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't bring the dates in.
That's fine.
I brought names and
all right, let's go through what their names were.
Esther, Richard, Jane, Elizabeth, and William. There was always a William right down the line. So do you want me to go on with who they married? The oldest girl, Esther, married James C. Neely. And they had five daughters and three sons. two brothers, William James and Richard James, are buried at St. Paul's Colson's Hill. The youngest one, William Wesley, was interred in France in 1916 during World War I. Richard and Wesley did have a family, and Richard was better known as Dick, and he and his wife Rose had three sons and two daughters, Helen, Homer, Earl, Harold, Vivian. Vivian has a daughter, Denise, and son, Scott. Wesley and Florence Neely had three sons and two daughters. The first son, I don't know the name, then Leola, Norman, John, and Lois.
Are you speaking of the telephone?
No, this is all under the the mother of, like Mrs. Neely, was a Bain. And Mrs. Neely, Esther, was the first of that family. Then Richard was the second one, and that's my grandfather. He married Hannah Frances Tunstead, and they had four daughters and one son. The four daughters were Mary Ethel, Rachel Ida, Laura, Hannah, and William Richard, who was my father. And the oldest girl, Ethel, she had married William Milton Meshaw, and they had three sons and seven daughters, namely Wilfred, Laura, Alberta, Thelma, Eileen, Francis, John, Doris, Robert, and Isabel.
So back a second. Now that's your
aunt.
Your aunt was Mrs.
William Meshaw.
Okay. So with anybody following up on the Meshaws, there's the Ira Rogers history, which will give you that track.
Yes. So then I'll go on to the next. Rachel Ida married Fred Ritchie, also of West Glowbury, and they had one daughter, Evelyn, presently living at St. Thomas. And her name is Mrs. Irwin Phoenix. Third daughter, Hannah, married Gordon McCutcheon from Ivy side farming around.
Where is Deerhurst?
Deerhurst is no more, but it was also lot 12, no, pardon me, lot 15, concession 12.
So Deerhurst is the, it's where the that would be the, where the little post school is?
Just north of there, about half a mile maybe. It's right across from Ebenezer Cemetery. Or pardon me, it was right across from Ebenezer Cemetery.
But we're not in Michigan.
That's right.
And so there was a post office there? Mm-hmm. Was it just it, or was it their home?
Well, it was part of their home, I guess. And my grandfather used to go down to Guilford and pick up the mail, bring it back to the post office for the people in the area. And then likewise, he'd take their mail back down again for another train. And he used to fish in between times. If he went early enough, he would be ice fishing in the wintertime until the train came. And
that took some time, didn't it? Did you ever make the trip with him?
No. Actually, if it weren't for pictures, I just don't know whether I could remember my grandfather that well. He died in 1925, and my grandmother died in 1931, so I do remember her somewhat, but...
So your grandfather's name was?
Richard.
Richard?
And your grandmother,
what was her name?
Hannah Tunstead, T-U-N-S-T-E-A-D. They came from Ireland, first settled in New Jersey, and then came to the Toronto area where she met my grandfather, just north of Toronto. Really a general store, but I think there were those little hard candies and that's about all I ever heard about it, was the hard candy.
And there was another comparable post office in that at Mount Pleasant as well, which would be a flyer with that, or was that just a store? So where did you go to school?
I started at number 4 in West Quillenbury.
How did you get from the 12th? You were already into the north part of West Quillenbury. How did you get to the south of West Quillenbury?
I should have had started after the Deerhurst post office was closed about 1914. So then my father and grandfather took farming more seriously, I guess, and they moved south. First of all, to the fourth line of West Gwillimbury, and that was for 3 or 4 years. And then in 1919, they bought the Peter Ferris farm, lot 12, concession 5. So my mother and dad were married in 1917, and they moved to lot 12, concession 5 in 1919, and I was born in 1921, so that we all went to school at number 4, was Gwillimbury, and then on to Bradford High School.
Number 4 school still stands, or is it not just a school?
No, it's a residence.
So you went to you all went to school at number 4. How many be going to how many children be in school and were going to school at number 4?
I hardly know what to say. 25 or 30.
Maybe all grade.
All grade.
The older students help a lot of the younger. Then from there you went to high school?
High school in Bradford. And just as I finished high school in Bradford, they brought in the 1 year special commercial. So I took that before I went on to work in Toronto temporarily.
Clarence was gone and went to school number 4 as well.
Yes.
He went to high school, but he finished up from high school.
Yes, he went to Bradford High School as well, and so did Lou.
And Ruth, did she have a career as well, as long as her homemaking career?
Well, she did take some commercial. And but she wasn't employed that long. She was married in 1947. So and then she was employed after that.
Well, that's a good year.
That means something to you too.
No. What were the memories that you have of school in number 4? Like you were not quite alone, but one farm away from school, so it wasn't a long walk.
No, it was just half a mile, and
remember your teachers or anything?
My first teacher was Amanda Hodson, who later married my cousin Wilfred Neshaw.
Oh, Neshaw?
Oh, what?
She lives up on Hurd Street.
Oh, she lives on Hurd Street, part of my street.
library on Moore Street.
Yes.
And then my next teacher was Marjorie Sutherland, whose family was one of our closest neighbors, I guess. And then...
Frazier's daughter?
No. Marjorie's father was John Sutherland. And there was Bert, Marjorie, Melville, Ronald, Isabel, and Donald.
Donald was still, they lived in the house right across the road from okay, so right. Donald was still here when we came up to this part of the world.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then my third teacher would have been Edith Lloyd. Whether, I guess Clarence and Ruth would also have her as a teacher. And then she married Pritchard's dad, who was on the Miller farm.
That's Walter, that would be Walter and White's sister.
Right.
Didn't Isabel teach there too? The Clarence and Clarence? Did she teach there as well?
Yes, that's right. I don't know what year she came to number four. But they were, Clarence and Isabel were married in 1948, so she was teaching there a few years before that.
Just to go back, and one of the things that we were talking about when I was talking to you a week or so ago, the loss of your home, was destroyed in fire in Christmas in
1942.
You were living in Barrie at that time, or were you?
I was in Barrie, and. The very same morning, the night before, there was a bad fire in Barrie, right at the Five Points. And,
so we just went to the stop for a minute while our air conditioning system takes over for a second. Okay, we were talking about the fire. A slight interruption here while we're already in Kurt. You're talking about the family, the fire, the loss of the family home. How did the family, what kind of housing was provided for the family after the fire?
Well, a temporary shack, as you might call it. And right now, I don't even know how Mother and Dad kept warm for a while until spring came. But I know that I was there on weekends, of course, and we had to live in that until the frame of the house got up. And I guess we were soon in the house, but there was a lot of work going on in the house after we moved in. And it seemed to take years with supplies, building supplies.